covered at all compared to this other thing, as if the DEA taking away a player right from the headquarters isn't a big deal. What's going on with that?
Well, I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous, but that just shows you the country's fascination with Terrell Owens, you know, and obviously they were talking about a serious matter, you know, the man possibly, you know, committing suicide is nothing to turn your back on, but certainly when it was, you know, when he denied it and now it becomes, you know, somebody's word against his word, then I think more attention should have been turned to Kiel and his situation, because that's a serious, serious thing. And, you know, one thing that I have realized since I've been out of the league is, you know, I guess a lot of people weren't talking to me because I was a part of the union, but since I've been out and I'm not on the union executive board anymore, you know, you get more conversations about, man, you guys need to do something about the drug problem, and, you know, there's a bigger drug problem than people know. This is coming from players. It's not coming from, you know, so it's not coming from the media. So, you know, I think that should really be an eye-opening for the league. Hopefully it will be. Hopefully they'll even, you know, make the test even more stringent and really do more about, you know, recreational drugs, you know, cocaine and marijuana, because I think those are the things that if guys are going to get into now, that's what they're going to go with.